Hello again, now it's that time again. Talk about COVID. No, not this week. Who is not completely and simply fed up with this word? However, like the weather, it's just as it is. More importantly, whichever way or how you throw this, a bit like the Manx three-legged emblem, it's how it lands that matters, how you deal with it, cope with it, endure it. In this week of mental health awareness in the UK, let's have a local look at how this is working. Mental health, a huge issue. Nobody, bar a few, wish to talk about it. Everybody understands it. If you don't deal with it, well, that's fine. That's normal. Every single health professional on the island, though, will have had to tangle with so many and often mixed emotions during this past few months. And those of us seeing or speaking face-to-face with our residents, patients, would have not failed to notice the many exhibiting some form of distress. In the olden days, whenever that was mental health was talked about, it was divided into two main sections, psychoses and neuroses, and sundry other types. Psychoses being the seriously unwell, psychotics, schizophrenics, manic depressives, now known, of course, as bipolar disorder. Interestingly, we have regular discussions with patients who are worried that they have some form of bipolar illness, when in fact they're simply expressing the typical mood changes we all see with so-called mood disorders. The worrying issue, though, over this past several weeks, is the depression and low mood so clearly felt by so many. So many of us are alone. Lonely. Not the same thing, of course. You can be lonely in a crowd. Visiting, often vulnerable, and elderly residents in their own homes, PPE clad, of course, this past few weeks, has really thrown a light on this, for me at least. But depression is common. It really is. Look at the numbers. Lifetime risk, about 1 in 4 for women, 1 in 10 for men. Much more common if you carry other chronic health conditions and have not adapted at all well to these. And who could, faced with daily physical dysfunction, pain or discomfort, loss of useful and previously reliable limb or joint movements, independence, work, future relationships, current relationships, or opportunity, or indeed facing certain demise via numerous serious afflictions? The 1 in 4, or 1 in 10, if you think about it, is quite a low percentage, but really very frequent at the same time. How so? Well, if you look at who we are, what we are, what we're built from, genetic material-wise, devolved from our forefathers, patterns may emerge. Indeed, the concept of nature, i.e. runs in the family, or nurture, our life experiences and ingrown habits, will be important here too. It may well run in the family. Indeed, for the under 20s or over 70s, if depression arrives, it has a significant likelihood of recurrence. Typical symptoms? Well, we all recognise these. Negative thoughts. Negative thinking about yourself, the world, the future. Negative thinking styles, discounting positive experiences and excessive self-blame. Thoughts of self-harm, even suicide. Your behaviours. You stop doing things you enjoy. You stop exercising. You're just flopping around excessively. You don't look after yourself so well, you lose interest in your appearance. You withdraw socially and develop isolation, which makes you more depressed. Your motivation's poor, you think and procrastinate about simple things. You avoid even the most minor tasks. Don't look at the letters, don't read your mail, you don't deal with the phone. Too much alcohol, maybe medication or even drugs or even self-harm. And then physically, you're tired all the time. You don't concentrate well. Your memory's not great. You think you're losing it. You don't sleep well. Maybe not enough sleep or too much sleep. Your appetite changes, not eating enough or eating too much. Your weight goes up or down. You lose all libido. You feel sad all the time. You're just low in mood. You just can't be bothered. We might be a bit anxious at the same time. Worry, panic. You're grumpy. Short-tempered, you're angry, you're guilty, you're ashamed. Oh, it's just, it's all there. But what do you expect? We all recognise these, of course. At this particular juncture, let's not overlook the classic adjustment problems we're all facing at the moment. X the C word arriving on our shores. So many changes to our lifestyles, potentially working practices. Some readjustment is inevitable. And for some, they just don't do this well at all or ever. Being fed up, a bit peed off, anxious at all this would just be normal. An adjustment disorder. Not the same as depression, and very quickly we simply adjust to the new environment and working practices, we just do. So there we are, a flavour of this really significant mood disorder, depression. Recognising it, understanding it a bit, is key to sorting it out and dealing with it. Till next week, cheerio.